Good morning and welcome to Inside the Huddle. Sam Wirt alongside Cindy Loveless today.
Hey, you guys, give me a little taste of football last week and there you go. Now I'm hooked.
Exactly.
No, not really. Unfortunately, Kyle was very much under the weather today, so we hope he gets to feeling better. I mean, I get it. I've been hearing that the tummy bug has been going around, and since he's a teacher, I'm sure that he's probably unhappy that he got it, but probably happy that he got it on a weekend so that he can go back to school on Monday. Hopefully, he'll feel good enough to do that. But unfortunately, he is under the weather today.
Yeah, get some rest, Kyle. We've got a fun show today. It'll be fun with you, Cindy. You guys got to do Inside the Huddle a couple of weeks ago, and now you keep coming back.
I know. We're gluttons for punishment.
Well, let's get right into it. We have Thomas Lynch from Rossville Wrestling on the line. And Thomas, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you guys this morning?
We are doing well. Well, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Thomas, or Noah Weaver last year, 50-0, the state champion for Rossville Wrestling. Talk a little bit about that experience for your guys' team and for Noah.
Oh, I mean, it was just an incredible experience all around. You know, we knew what Noah was capable of. He's been knocking on the door for a couple of years, and it really just shows that hard work and perseverance pays off. I mean, he worked his tail off last off season and really put himself in position to make a deep run, and he just kept improving and improving, and we were seeing it as coaches wrestling with him every day that, man, this guy's going to be extremely hard to beat. And he just you know, had a lot of support in the community, a lot of support with his teammates and coaches, and we just attacked it together, and he ended up getting it done, and he only ended up giving up one takedown all year, which was in the championship match. So, you know, it was pretty magical.
Wow, that is impressive. To go undefeated, that takes kind of a different mindset. Talk about that a little bit and how you guys worked with Noah throughout the year and coaching him, because some points, then you start to worry a little bit about that undefeated season. Was there ever a point, obviously before the tournament, we were like, maybe if he just drops one, and then we're not worrying about the perfect record and we can focus on how he can perform in state. But just talk about that part of the process.
You know, it's kind of funny. A lot of people talk about, you know, winning and putting a lot of pressure on themselves and records and stuff like that. And when I talk about that takedown that he gave up, we didn't know that. We didn't know that he hadn't given up a takedown, because we don't really look at stats. We don't really look at records. We're more, we talk about, like, you know, don't worry about winning and losing. It's more, you know, trust in the process of what you're doing. And we receive a lot of feedback throughout the year in competition and in practice. And, you know, to really improve, you've got to accept that feedback and be very disciplined in what you're trying to accomplish. So really being more process oriented and less result oriented. That's not just Noah. That's our whole entire team. And I think that when you focus on doing things the right way, winning is a byproduct of doing things the right way. So that's what we really try to focus on more so than records or statistics.
Well, you mentioned the kind of the whole team. That's kind of the whole team's mindset. Talk about the team as a whole last season, because it was obviously a successful year for Noah, but you guys had a lot of great wrestlers a season ago. So talk about the team as a whole and some guys that stuck out from last year.
Yeah, so we had, you know, just to kind of start, we had no seniors last year for the second season in a row, so we were a little bit younger. And we kind of progressed as it went. Took some lumps early, had some injuries early, but you know, they kept staying the course, you know, really trusting that process. And we ended up winning conference as a team, which had never been done. We had won it. We had tied before. Actually, my senior year in high school, 20 years prior, we had tied for a conference championship. But last year, we outright won it. So, you know, as a team, huge steps. But you look at, I think we had three guys go to semi-state. That's a really tough sectional for us with a lot of big 5A schools. Our county typically struggles to get kids out. So to get three to semi-state was a good step. And honestly, I think that we kind of underperformed a little bit there think, you know, some of the guys that we probably should have had five or six down there, but it's tough. And the big thing is those guys that maybe should have been down there with the other three really had a big off season working hard. We had, if we have 14 starters, we had probably 8 to 10 traveling 2 to 3 days a week down to Indianapolis to train, with the best in the state. So, that's what it takes to get better. But, you know, if you look at, if you circle back and you look at improvement, it wasn't just the guys that won at the top that won us that conference. We had, I think, 3 or 4 guys get third, which really is how you win those tournaments. So, you know, just trusting the process and growing, I think, is really paying off.
So talk about some of the guys coming into to this year, because when you tell me you didn't have any seniors for 2 years in a row, that tells me you're probably going to be a little bit senior heavy for the next couple of years. So talk about the team coming into this season, and how many kids you have coming out. And with so much success, that has to tell me you're probably getting some new kids out. People want to join the wrestling team after so much success because they want to be a part of a program like that.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I think you saw our middle school also won conference for the first time. So I think that kind of speaks to the success at the high school level. You know, started drawing numbers at the middle school level. And, you know, I think they had over 30 kids last year. So you see the lower level starting to grow. We do a lot with our little kids club. And you're seeing numbers grow there. But at the high school level last year, I think we were at 17 kids on our team. And this year we're 32 to start. So. You're seeing, you know, just people want to be part of something that's doing well. And, you know, you're starting to see the numbers go up. As far as seniors, you talked a little bit about being senior heavy. We are. So 3 of our seniors have been 3-year team captains because when they were sophomores, there was no upperclassmen above them. So not only are those seniors, you know, more experience, but they're also more experienced in leadership because they've had to lead teams for now 3 seasons. So we're really looking forward to that, you know, having good leadership with all the newer freshmen coming in. When you go from 17 kids to 32, a lot of those are going to be freshmen and sophomores. So they'll have some really good role models above them. I was looking through our statistics, which looks like we're going to have 5 wrestlers that should hit the 100 win club for us, and I think total we only have 5 as a school. That includes Noah Weaver, who did it last year as a junior. So we're going to double the number of 100 win wrestlers in our program this year, most likely, barring injuries.
Again, Thomas Lynch, Rossville wrestling coach, is our guest today, and I'm curious, you talk about all these young kids that you have now, several freshmen. What's your coaching philosophy when it comes to kind of developing those wrestlers? You mentioned going down to Indianapolis, and so what are some of the other things you're doing to kind of develop those kids as they come on board?
Yeah, great question, because we, and I know other programs probably struggle with this, but it's kind of new for us, though. We've really had to meet with the coaches and really talk about, you know, almost daily, is this working, what we're trying to implement? So you got, you know, like I said, 500 win wrestlers, they're going to need a certain level of technique taught to them to improve. You know, Noah's ranked 5th in the country right now overall, so we got to keep him improving. And he's got a big tournament in Ohio beginning of December that he got invited to, and he'll have all the top kids in the country in his weight class, all the kids that are committed to all the Iowas and all the big schools. He'll be competing against them. So you got to get the top ready there, but also you have freshmen coming in that are very inexperienced. So really what we've done is we brought a coach in from Purdue, Max Lyon, and Max is very, very good at keeping it basic and being able to show the high-level kid. He just went through, you know, 4 Big Ten seasons. He's a 2-time national champion from Iowa. He's not able to be in every day due to his work schedule, but he's very good at showing even the high-level kids, like, if your basics are really solid, you're going to win a lot of matches. So being able to, for him to be able to teach positioning and basics to the top, and then us being able to filter in, you know, and help those kids that are less experienced. We're hoping it pays dividends. So it is a balance, though. You know, like we have a small room. We're limited in space. We've got to maybe split some practices up so people don't get hurt crashing into each other when you have 32 kids in a small room. That's a worry. So we've talked about splitting, you know, the lesser experienced kids over to the mat and being able to really hammer home the things that we're trying to work, and then also being able to teach that top at times too.
Talk a little bit about how weight classes work in wrestling, because I know some of our listeners don't really pay attention to wrestling or didn't grow up doing wrestling. So talk about weight classes a little bit, how that works, and how for kids that are just coming to do wrestling for the first time, how they can kind of figure that out and figure out what's the best weight class to wrestle in for them.
Yeah, so that's a tough one, especially for parents, because historically, if you look at wrestling, and I'm sure the listeners can, if they're not familiar with wrestling, they would think of, you know, everybody cutting weight and starving themselves, and it's kind of the negative connotations of what it used to be, and that's not our philosophy. We really try, we say it all the time, like get bigger, stronger, faster, right? Part of the, no one wants to join a sport and run and just sweat and not eat. That's not fun. And you got to love what you're doing, no matter what you're doing out there. So to get these guys to love what they're doing, we're trying to get your body bigger, stronger, faster, and get better at wrestling. That's our number one, you know. So if you're looking at how you're building a team, that's how we're trying to build it. However, we have, you know, weight classes that we have to fill. So if there's two kids that 150 pounds and they have to get down to the 144-pound weight class, you're going to have to get a lot more disciplined in your diet, and we don't want to miss meals. So your body's got to be hydrated. You got to be ready to go when it comes to competition, but you got to drop 6 pounds. So how do you do that? You know, you got to get good cardio in. You got to be very disciplined in your diet and not starve yourself. Make sure you're drinking plenty of water. So we talk a lot about nutrition, sleep. Sleep is the one that we're starting to get into, and there's a lot of studies out there that show performance and sleep have a direct correlation. Lack of sleep is almost certainly going to cause you to perform worse. So, you know, just trying to do things the right way, trying to get that diet intact, and rather than eating your sugars and your salty snacks and you know, your sugary drinks, try to replace it with water and a balanced diet where you're going to get your proteins and all of that stuff. So really trying to get away from that old school, you got to starve yourself and get in sweatsuits and really try to give them healthy options that will, you know, hopefully when they're done with wrestling, they'll be able to, you know, take those lessons with them as well.
That's awesome. I love those philosophies. Well, we only got a couple more minutes, so I wanted to kind of wrap up by talking about this season. What does the schedule look like for this season, and how can fans kind of stay involved and keep track of you guys?
So to stay on track with this, we have a really good social media presence on Facebook and Instagram. We usually post updates of when we are going to be competing. I think opening weekend is the 23rd, I want to say, November, so 2 weekends away. That will be at home. Man, we're bringing in some historical powerhouses to that tournament. We've gotten better, and the state's recognizing that we're getting better, and some of these teams are coming in that are really good. We got Greenfield Central coming in, which is a 3A school, and they were ranked number 5 last year in the state. They were at the state tournament at 3A, so they're, you know, a solid team. We feel like we got a shot against them if, you know, we can get everybody into the weight classes and healthy. And then to finish that day off, I don't know if I said it, but that tournament's at home. We're bringing in Portage. So Portage is a historical powerhouse, multi-time state champions from that school. They're up in the region. So we're going to finish that day off with Portage, a big match that we also think that we got a good shot in. And then we're doing an alumni dinner after that. So all the alumni, Roscoe Wrestling alumni, are going to come in. We're going to present our state championship ring to Noah and to the coaches, and then just kind of catch up with our alumni and get them connected back to our program, you know, and kind of reach out and keep that going. But other than that, if anyone wants to keep up with schedule, yeah, just follow us on Facebook and Instagram, Roscoe Wrestling.
Well, we want to thank you for spending 15 minutes of your morning with us talking about Rossville Wrestling. Folks, this has been Thomas Lynch with Rossville Wrestling. Again, you can follow them on Facebook and keep up with them this season. But thanks for calling in, Coach.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Hey, have a great season.
We'll be right back with quarter number two here on Inside the Huddle.